From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The National Football League may be headed back to a lockout. Late today, an appeals court decision will allow a lockout to be put back in place as the labor dispute continues working its way through the legal system. This comes at the same time the NFL is drafting new players. Last night, the NFL held the first round of its annual college draft, and when Commissioner Roger Goodell walked onto stage at Radio City Music Hall in Manhattan, he was serenaded with this welcome.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell.
Those boos were prompted by an off-season dominated by a labor battle between the NFL's club owners and players. And sports writer Stefan Fatsis joins us now, as he does most Fridays, to talk about all this. Stefan, explain where we are in this tug-of-war between the owners and the players.
We're tugging. Last month, talks stalled on a new collective bargaining agreement. This is basically about how to divvy up the NFL's $9 billion in revenue. The players decertified their union and sued the owners on antitrust grounds. The owners then locked out the players, bringing all league business to a halt. On Monday, a federal judge in Minneapolis ruled against the NFL and issued an injunction ending the lockout. The NFL then requested a temporary stay of that ruling. The judge denied it on Wednesday, but the league appealed to the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis. Late this afternoon, the court, by a 2-1 vote, granted the stay while it considers an appeal. No immediate word from the NFL, but it does appear that the lockout could be back on.
And with that lockout possibly back on, where does all the legal maneuvering leave the sport right now?
Kind of in a really weird place, Michelle. After the ruling on Monday, most players were allowed inside team offices. Almost all of them, though, were denied the use of workout facilities. Players on one team, the Tennessee Titans, said they were turned away by armed security guards at the gate to the offices. Then last night, the league announced a gradual restart, so players showed up for work this morning, attended meetings, lifted weights, received playbooks, and now it appears we're at a dead stop again. And this happened this evening during the second round of the NFL draft.
This is a big week for the NFL when the league receives the most media and fan attention of its offseason. A lot of people stayed up really late to watch the draft. Maybe not the best timing for all of this for the NFL.
No, it had to be the most awkward draft ever. First, you had the booing, which Goodell managed to quiet temporarily, only with a request for a moment of silence for tornado victims. Fans continued to shout, "We want football! We want football!" The top incoming players were there. They are there. The weirdest scene had to be when the number 2 pick, the linebacker Von Miller from Texas A&M, who was chosen by the Denver Broncos, walked out on the stage and embraced Roger Goodell. And that was weird because Miller is a plaintiff in the lawsuit against the league.
Now, we mentioned that Miller is the second pick. The first pick is actually Cam Newton, who's a somewhat controversial quarterback from the collegiate champion Auburn. Where is he going to head?
He's going to the Carolina Panthers, who were 2-14 last year, and none of the NFL pundits and experts seem convinced that Newton is a superstar in waiting. Off the charts as an athlete, which helped his draft stock rise a lot in the last couple of months, but as is the case with a lot of college quarterbacks, he played in a far less complicated offensive system in school than what he's going to need to master in the NFL. In any case, you consider that less than 3 years ago, Cam Newton was a backup to Tim Tebow at Florida. He left there after an arrest. He played in a tiny junior college. Then he had this breakout year at Auburn that was dogged by recruiting violations. A long, strange trip to number one for Cam Newton.
So we've had some awkwardness, some controversy. Perhaps you could give us a few more highlights from yesterday's first round of the draft.
Okay, 4 quarterbacks taken in the top 12 picks, none considered a sure thing. No running back taken until the 28th pick, and that was the 2009 Heisman Trophy winner Mark Ingram of Alabama. He went to New Orleans. That is the latest that a running back has been taken since 1963. And the New York Giants took with the 19th pick a guy named Prince Amukamara, a cornerback from the University of Nebraska, who's named Prince because he actually descends from royal bloodlines in Nigeria. And that led to my favorite line of the draft from Rich Eisen of the NFL Network. Commenting on the Giants owner, he said, "John Mara has Amukamara now."
I love that. Thank you, Stefan. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Michelle.
That's sports writer Stefan Fatsis. He talks to us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.